last few days we were talking about the earliest time one can count Sfiras Omer, and the conclusion we came out to was that Mikra Adin, according to the strict letter of the law, one can count after sunset. One does not need to wait till nightfall, till Tzeis HaKochavim. But before that, before Shkia, even though you're after Plaga Mincha, maybe you're davening Mariv, even on Erev Shabbos, one cannot count Sfiras Omer. So what's the latest time one can count Omer? How late can you go? So based on the concept that we said yesterday called Tamimus, that you want the day to be whole when you count, the ideal is to count as early in the night as possible. So if you can count at 9 o'clock, it's better than counting at 2 in the morning because you're getting more Tamimus, you're getting more of the day in after you count. Now, everyone agrees that if you forgot to count at the middle of the night, and you have until the morning to count with a bracha. Everyone agrees that until the morning comes, even though ideally you should have counted right when night comes in, you have the entire night to count with a bracha. However, once the morning comes, now the machlokes rishonim, can you count during the day? Some rishonim hold that based on the concept of tamimus, once the night goes by, you cannot count anymore. There are other opinions who hold that no, tamimus doesn't mean you can't count. Ideally, you should count as early as possible, but of course, you can count the whole day until the next night comes. So how do we paskin? So we do count in the day. If one forgets in the night, one should continue to count in the day because there are many Rishonim who hold that you have the entire day to count. But out of deference to the opinions that say that once the morning comes, you lost your mitzvah, we don't make a bracha. Again, even though once you count in the day, you can continue counting, one should really try to remember to count the night before in order to make the bracha. Have a good day.